Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And let there be baseball. Sports in this world, our world on WFAN, resume again tonight. Mets back in action versus the Marlins. Yankees back in action versus the Rays. And we're going to take your calls on put your chips in the middle time. Where, oh, where do you think the second halves lead the Mets and Yankees at 888-808-1019? It's Sean Morash, Tiki Barber, here on Evan and Tiki. What a beautiful day we're having.
It is a beautiful day, but that put your chips in the middle of the table.
That one was for
Jim Fossil line. I got what you were doing. You're trying to bring some nostalgia back. But that's just for the Mets. That's not for the Yankees. The Yankees are already in it.
Oh, right? I disagree already.
They're already there. The Yankees, we know the Yankees are making the postseason.
Yeah, but the chips in the middle means
going all in, yeah, getting that extra piece.
I'm talking about how far they're really getting to.
Yeah, I hear you. But I think the bigger question, and we can debate this, I think the bigger question is, what are the Mets going to attempt to do? Like, how are they viewing themselves?
Yeah.
And I think it has a lot to do with these next two or three series and how they perform. They come out and take care of business in this upcoming series against the Marlins. Then you're going to start feeling real good about where they are and what they need to do. But if they falter and then they get into these next couple series and they falter again, then you start worrying about the trade deadline going the other way. Because right now, yeah, I feel like momentum for the Mets is acquire. And they've proven it over the last 40 games, going back to the end of May. June and July have been spectacular for a lot of these guys. Jose Iglesias and Lindor and Nimmo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you got to come out of the break and keep that momentum going. And if they do, then you decide if you're David Stearns, all right, we're evaluating, but we got a shot here. And the clubhouse is telling us we have a shot. And you better listen. Like,
right.
You can't not listen when your clubhouse is telling you, we want to go for this thing right now.
And you've had Brandon Nimmo on camera tell the world and tell the audience and send a message, hey, believe in us, we can handle this. Obviously, they lose that last game to the Rockies, but overall, a great last flurry and finish. And you wonder, does a break like this, Tiki, and you obviously had bye weeks in your career, can it kill momentum, or is it just what the doctor ordered? Because I think there's two teams here in this town where you have to ask that question. It felt like the Yankees finally figured something out, winning 2 or 3, although that last game on Sunday was a complete disaster. But I think that this All-Star break came at the right time for them to kind of calm down and reset.
Right.
But on the flip side, I'm not so sure that the break has come at the right time for the Mets. They were kind of trucking along here. And when you look at their schedule beyond this Marlins 4-game set, you're going to have the Subway Series, and then you're going to have 4 with the Atlanta Braves. They need to get off to a hot start here versus the Marlins and can't flounder around here, for lack of a better term, and split.
I actually think it came at a bad time for the Mets.
I agree.
Because I guess maybe to get their pitching more aligned up and get their bullpen rested and rethought about themselves. But that notwithstanding, I think the break came at a bad time for the Mets because everything felt like it was clicking.
Yes.
Like the lineup was pretty consistent. You felt like you were getting the right kind of production out of everybody that you needed to. When you go look at Lindor's like OPS plus and WRC, all these advanced statistics post that May 30th date, it's out of control. Man, he's been fantastic, and so is Nimmo, and so is Jose Iglesias. And now, is it sustainable? You know, probably not to that degree, but It's still, like, everybody was on the same page, and now all of a sudden momentum stops, and you got to hope. I mean, this is a hope thing, and hope sucks in sports. You got to hope that they come back, and it's the same kind of mentality, the same kind of production, and that's not guaranteed. So I think for the Mets, the break came at a bad time. I think for the Yankees, it was actually perfect. You know what? Because they were scuffling, and then they got a feel-right series against the Baltimore Orioles, and then they got a break. So you go into the break feeling good, despite the last loss and how they lost, the ugly nature in which it happened. But they got themselves feeling good and then taking a deep breath, and now they can come out and just be the team that we know that they are.
At home, which is key too, because not only did the players get a break, you know who needed a break? And I'll tell you, because I'm one of them. The Yankee fan base. The Yankee fan base living and dying with every single one of these games and what has happened over the last 6 weeks after, admittedly, we were a little too cocky off the hot start to start the year. We had begun to turn on the Yankees a little bit. We've all gotten a little break from each other. It's like any good marriage, right?
You know what? That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, a little break. And now the Yankee thing goes on. Tonight's bobblehead night, Gerrit Cole bobblehead night. You get a Ray team where pieces are looking to get sold off left and right.
It's gorgeous outside.
Gorgeous out. You're going to get a rejuvenated Yankee crowd. Hopefully the Yankees answer the bell, and they need to. Like I just said, the Mets coming up on what's coming up for them. The Yankees cannot come out and lose 3-4 to Tampa. They can't even split with Tampa. This has to be a series win to start. But Tiki Barber, and leading to the calls at 888-808-1019 here on Evan and Tiki. We have done a lot of trash talking. Loogie's here not to answer the bell today. Evan's not here to answer the bell today. We have had a lot of fun, and that's what baseball can provide. It's such a long season that when we overreact the ins and outs to every game, we can get a little kooky. Mm-hmm. We can get a little crazy. We get to have fun. We get to reset expectations and go on the record right now on WFAN, okay? The second half, or at least the post-All-Star break, is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
We have two teams currently in a playoff position in Major League Baseball. On the record, I want to know, are the Mets and Yankees, or Mets or Yankees, making the playoffs, and how far are they going?
Yes.
And who will be the team that goes further into October, the Mets or the Yankees?
So, I think both teams are going to make the postseason, and I think the Yankees win the division. Now, they're right behind the Orioles right now,
ooh,
but the Orioles, I think the break came also at a bad time for the Orioles as well. Or maybe not. Actually, probably
they were scuffling a
little
bit.
It was actually probably a good time for the Orioles. And I guess that Fugazi win that they got because of the two errors by Volpe and Verdugo in left field.
Fugazi, but it's going to count big time at the end of the year.
Whatever. I say it's Fugazi because what they're saying is, yeah, look, we came back and we won the game.
The Yankees lost that game.
The Yankees basically handed them that game. But if it makes them feel good, it makes them feel good because they were on a slide. They had been on one for a while, and they had some wins here and there, but they were on a slide. And so I think the break came at a good time for them because they needed to just, all right, let's collect ourselves and come back and be the team that we were earlier on in the season. Not dissimilar to the Yankees, but I think the Yankees, that with the break feeling good, have a completely different mentality. I think the Orioles slide, and I think the Yankees turn back into the team that they were, especially with some rest for their rotation, who have not found ways to be consistent enough. I think the Mets sneak in, but I think the Yankees go farther. I really do believe this is a deadline determiner here. What happens at the deadline? And I think the Yankees have to be all in. I'm not so sure that the Mets have to be all in. The Mets have the choice.
Right?
They can go make some minor adjustments here, but they're not going to go get rental arms. Right, because it doesn't make any sense. Because the only way that a rental arm makes sense is if you go to the NLCS, right? You get to the World Series.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
The Mets will add something, but to that point, they're not going to empty out whatever they just gained.
They're not going for it. Yankees, I think, are more in a position to say, "All right, look, we got Judge is Judge. We got Cole's Cole. We got Juan Soto's Juan. We gotta go push.
Yeah.
We have to go push, and we have to make our team better." So it's not that they're desperate, but I think that the opportunity is right there for the Yankees to make some adjustments at the trade deadline and truly give themselves a shot. I don't think, and maybe sacrifice some of the future.
Right.
I don't think the Mets are in that position to go do that.
All right, but You think the Yankees are going further?
I think because they're going to do more.
How far?
I mean, they're at least getting to the ALCS.
This is the time, baby. It's July 19th.
That's my thought. And maybe I'm optimistic. Maybe I'm
at least ALCS.
Maybe I'm being anti-Jeter right now. But at least ALCS. I don't mean that being I don't like it. Derek
no,
Jeter,
you didn't like Jeter.
Jeter picked the Orioles to represent.
And remember
the way
this is going to be bracketed out, so to speak, the top wild card will be the Yankees or the Orioles,
yes,
whoever loses that division.
Yes.
And by virtue, there's a very good chance
they get each other in a divisional round.
Yes, based on what Cleveland does and so on and so forth. And the Mets, you think, make the playoffs sneak in out in the wild card round?
It depends on who they're matched. I think it's going to be a matchup thing for them. Because can they get through the wild card? Yeah, of course. Because they'll have decent enough starting pitching, especially with Kodai Senga coming back relatively soon. I think he's got one more start in AAA, but then he'll be slotted right back into this rotation. Look, they're not deep rotation-wise, but can they push through a wild card round? I'd say yes.
All right. Maybe I'm a sucker. I could be. And Tiki, you have rode this wave of emotions for me as a fan. There was a day I came in here and promised you the Yankees would not win anything. I was so distraught after the Ranger elimination. Then I got really negative during this run as Pete Hoffman walks in to take out a Ranger jersey almost on cue to insult me.
I know.
I got real, real negative during the last stretch. Then this weekend, I wasn't here Monday because of a possum in my house. I was more positive off the Yankees Sunday loss than anything because of the 2 out of 3. They did take the Baltimore. I think the Yankees are going to give you a little juice here. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good resetting. I think they're going to steamroll the Rays. And frankly, next week, I think we're going to have a lot of fun at the stadium. I think they're going to steamroll and they're going to answer back with a sweep of the Mets, too. I really do.
So if they do that, if they sweep the Rays and then they...
I think 3 out of 4 of the Rays sweep of the Mets.
Right, okay, so whatever. 3 out of 4, they take 5 out of the 6
I think that's how they start the second half.
Then how can you not feel great about them again? And then also just reinforce what I was just talking about. Just go tweak it. Go tweak it. Not massive, you know, overhaul, but go tweak it. Go get somebody who's going to make a difference, especially in the back half of this lineup, which we know.
Maybe that is a Ryan McMahon productive at third base, something like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like he's going anywhere. I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't feel like he's actually
until
on the
you
block.
Dangle Spencer Jones or something like that in a deal like that. But ultimately, you know what I think is going to happen with the Yankees this year, Tiki?
What's that?
I think the Yankees are going to the World Series this year. But I think they're going to lose the World Series this year to the Philadelphia Phillies.
If you're there, why are you going to predict they're losing?
Because here's what I think is going to happen. I think I'm going to get crossfire karma here. I spent a lot of time on a pool raft this morning going through what I envision happening.
It's nice to be in the afternoon drive.
It is, right?
You get pool time in the morning.
Yes, it was great with the kids this morning. The weather was beautiful. I didn't want to get out of the pool, but, you know, Evan's in Mexico. Somebody's got to do the show. I think that we're going to answer for what all the Knicks fans did outside of that arena in taking over Philadelphia and dancing on the grave of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh.
And I think you get the Philadelphia rebuttal screw you tour back to New York. And I think the Phillies beat the Yankees in the World Series in Philadelphia.
I wonder.
And many of us are left crying in our Cheerios. And we'll be left with this conundrum.
Right.
Was that a successful year for the Yankees if they make the World Series and lose?
Well, it's farther than they've been in a while.
Right, but do you think the Yankee fan will be satisfied?
No, because if they get there, they might as well win it.
Of course, that's
going to be the mindset.
But will we have a loser's mentality going, you know what, at least they made the World Series final?
No, I don't think so. I think they'll be pissed. I think Yankee fans will be pissed. I'd be upset.
I'm hedging. I think we're going to have a loser mentality.
Really?
I think we're going to go, well, look, we're building something, we're going to sign, so it'll be back.
Stop.
I hope not. I'm just trying to be fair. I'm telling you what's happening. Now I'll tell you.
Sean, you know how hard it is to win a World Series?
Of course I know.
Like, how long has it been?
And now you're going to be like,
you know what? We got here. I'll take my consolation prize.
I don't want to take the consolation prize. That's my gut feeling. I think what happens, and I'm going to look at Lugie all pissed off that the Knicks fans did that and realize that was our karma, and it got the Yankees. Now, as far as the Mets go, I have been dead wrong about the rally that they've had, but I think I've read this story before with the New York Mets. Buyers of hope. The fun, plunky Mets.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a rational buyers of hope.
No.
It's not going to be, let's pump up our fan base and then wah.
Well, this is the way I look at it. All right, they're going to come out of the break here. Marlins, Yankees. I told you that the Yankees will beat them. Braves, so on and so forth. And they're going to go through weird teams, right? The Twins, the Angels. They're going to go back on the road versus Colorado. They're going to come home with the A's. Then you're going to get this weird little spot, Mr. Barber, towards the end of the year. Everybody's feeling good about the New York Mets. And the time is going to be August 19th as we start to really talk about the Giants and Jets. And the Mets are going to play 3 games versus the Orioles at home. Then they're going to go play 4 games on the road versus the Padres, three games on the road versus the Diamondbacks. And look around at that NL wild card race right now. Those are teams that peer tier, as we like to say. And I think the Mets are going to stub their toe a little bit. They're going to have a 2-3 game lead on a wild card spot. They're going to give it a little back. And then we get to the rally run, even if they find a kind of figure this out. The Mets, final 10 games of the year.
Oh, this is brutal.
Four at home versus the Phillies, three on the road in Atlanta, three on the road in Milwaukee. And this is not me pouring haterade on the Mets. This season, one giant tease. And in those last 10 days, the Mets will enter with a playoff spot.
And lose it.
And they, by the last day of the year, they will leave the season not in a playoff position.
Oh, God, you're such a hater.
I'm not being a hater.
And by the way, you're not even counting the two series before that, because they have Philly.
Right. And they have Washington, but...
Right, but forget it. I mean, there's four series to end the season. Two of them are the best team in baseball.
And don't tell me the Phillies are going to lay down and die by that. The Phillies, those are not the last weekend of the series. They have two series after that.
Right.
So, ultimately, I think the Yankees will lose in the World Series, and the Mets will miss the playoffs. 888-808-1019. I don't want to hear any trash talk the rest of the year. If you don't call in right now at 888-808-1019, put your prediction on the record here. Who is going further? It will be the New York Yankees, but there will not be an October parade, is my prediction. Now, real quickly, before we get to any of your calls, we have two Mets fans taking the place of Lou Gowher on the other side of the glass today, and Evan Roberts. I will start with Scones before I go to Rosie. Scones, diehard Met fan, Brian Rascona. Scones, you've heard everything me and Tiki have laid out. On the record, Mets and Yankees. Let's go.
No, the Mets are not going to go as far as the Yankees. Absolutely not.
Making the playoffs?
No, I don't see them making the playoffs
that's
either.
A Met fan.
If you heard any of my shows, I've said it. There's too many holes in this team for me to be a believer at this time. Sorry.
But the holes are basically in the bullpen.
Correct.
And so I don't believe in all. Fixable.
Yeah, but the starting pitching's not magnificent
Kodai
either.
Kodai Senga's going to come back.
Yeah, but how can.
Sevy
hasn't pitched in how long, and all of a sudden he's going to be the Kodai Senga of last year?
Yeah,
I don't see that happening.
I don't know either, but.
Exactly.
Doesn't it make you feel good, though?
It's good to see depth come back to the starting rotation, sure, but I don't know what to expect from Kodai Senga.
And you're probably going six-man rotation at that point.
Right,
too.
And you know, Severino, he's up there, he's been out, he's had injuries, he's great. He's done great this year. He's been the best pitcher on the Mets.
Even though the last couple starts have been rough.
Right, but who knows what to expect for him the second half of the year. I'm skeptical. Quintana's hit or miss. Minaya's hit or miss. I'm skeptical of the starting pitching. I'm skeptical of the bullpen. You need those elements in order to make a playoff run, in my mind. You know, the lineup's the lineup. I think the lineup's great when you have Alvarez back and everybody's healthy, and to not even need Pete Alonso to perform, which you haven't really needed, is a positive
thing. Imagine
bit.
If he did?
Right, imagine if he did pop out. I mean, which hopefully he does, but again, the rotation in the bullpen doesn't do it for me.
All right, so no playoffs, Mets. Yankees go further. Where do the Yankees go?
Yankees go, I would... oof.
It's okay. We're all being honest here.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. Just you put me on the spot. I'm going to say they go to the ALCS again. They lose to the Astros.
Okay.
Oh, God. If that happens.
I mean, boy, you want to see a real angry Met.
That's a Met fan trolling a Yankees right now.
I don't know. That's what I truly believe.
Fair.
Yes.
I mean,
that's what
I truly believe. I don't know.
Very realistic outcome, by the way. We've seen that play out.
Right.
I mean, they used to lose to the Guardians or something? I mean, come on.
They're not losing to the Guardians.
I know, you're right, but I'm just saying, can you hypothetically say someone that we don't hate?
No, that's been the storybook for the last few years, and I think it just continues, to be honest with you. I think the story keeps telling itself.
Rosie, we will have Yankee-Astro series that match the amount of new Ghostbusters remakes we've had. Paulie Rosenberg, what do you have?
The Yankees are going to go further than the Mets.
Where?
The Yankees are going to the playoffs.
So just playoffs and not playoffs?
The Mets, right. That's how I'm counting.
The Mets are not making a playoff.
I don't think the Mets
are making a playoff. How about that? See, you thought I was a hater. The two Met fans working on the show today do not believe this team is making the playoffs.
I still think they actually might sell at the deadline in 2 weeks. They're a 500 team. Bottom line, they're a 500 team.
But
that's what they're
not. Over the last 40 games, they are not.
Do you really think they're this team that they were in June? Or do you really think it's possible that they open up
Rosie,
the second
honestly,
half 3-7?
Yes. Because I expect Lindor to continue to be the way he is, and Nimmo, and Iglesias. He's not going to hit 280 or 380 like he's been, but I expect him to be a contributor. Alvarez, all right, and Vientos. Like the lineup is fine. And God forbid Pete Alonso becomes somewhat of a banger like he usually is. I know his doubles are up, but hit some home runs, Pete. Like, be that intimidator
no doubt.
In this lineup. JD Martinez can get back on track. Like, I feel like they are their fine lineup was. Yes, I know the
sure.
I know the bullpen scares you and the starting rotation scares you, but like there's something there.
There is.
There's something that's like intangible there, and you feel it.
There is an elephant in the room with the Met lineup, and it'll be a big time. Lindor is going to go through another one of these big slides because he's the streakiest player.
Are you sure?
I think so. It doesn't mean he's going to have a bad year, but we will have 2 to 3 weeks during the second half where Lindor is invisible again. But when he gets hot, it'll be the most unconscious hot. Right.
I also think Stearns has the guts not to leave a lot of value on the table. They can get so many like assets for all their guys that are expiring on deals this season. On Marte, if they want to move him, he expires next season. They have a lot of value, and Stearns is that type of GM that has the guts to make a big, big move if he doesn't think this team is going to win.
Well, hopefully they come out in their first game back after the All-Star break and just tee off on Edward Cabrera, sitting in the ERA close
to 9. I want nothing more than to be wrong, by the way. Let me make that clear.
Only thing they can do is start hot.
Oh.
All they can do is start hot.
All right. Predictions on the lines, 888-808-1019. We start the second half of the baseball season, and both Met fans working on the show today are with me. The Mets will miss the playoffs in typical Met heartbreaking fashion, and Yankee predictions all over the place. I think this team is going to the World Series. 888-808-1019. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Beautiful Friday afternoon. Low humidity.
Dude, why do I gotta work with haters?
What do you mean? Who's a hater?
I mean, Evan's in Mexico right now.
Uh-huh.
And I know how Evan works. All he does is, like, give these profound I-blank-O opinions.
Yeah.
But you know he's just trolling and hating.
He's the biggest troll on the show.
You sit in his exact seat. And you do the same thing.
What? Now, I will not deny that there's ways I say things where I know, I'm looking at you. I'm going to say something that I believe. I never say something I don't believe, but I may, I need you a little bit. I don't think I trolled anything in that first segment.
No, I mean, but it still comes off as haterish.
Does it?
Yes.
The only thing I said was I'm injecting positivity into the Yankees. Uh-huh. I re-believed. And the Met team, I've seen this Met story before, I looked at two Met fans on the other side. They agreed with me.
Okay, but they're Met fans. They can be negative about themselves.
So what am I supposed to be, blindly faithful and positive to the New York Mets of 2024?
Be a positive New Yorker. Be loogie. Actually, don't be loogie.
Be loogie. Are you kidding me? That's okay. The last thing we need today.
I take that back. Don't be
loogie. I get compared to him enough. I don't need that at all. Loogie! You know how you can tell people aren't the future? They need to tell you they are.
This is why I'm the future.
No. So to reset, I believe the Mets will miss the playoffs. Tiki thinks they will make the playoffs. I think the Yankees make the World Series and lose. Tiki's going at least ALCS.
Right.
Get you on the record now, 888-808-1019. And is it all but confirmed the Yankees will go further than the New York Mets this year as we begin the second half of the season? Rich in South Jersey. Rich, what's up? What's up? Start us off.
What up, Rich?
Tiki, you started to become a little bit more realistic. I think Sean goes home. They lock him in a padded cell. They have cameras on it.
Definitely have cameras on me.
Pictures of food, and he slams into the wall all day long into the glass.
Oh, nice.
And he comes in here. First of all, Sean.
Is this my father-in-law?
Why, Sean? Quiet down. It's Tiki and Evan. Sean is here as a guest. I'm a guest.
Whoa.
I like it.
First of all, it's Evan and Tiki.
Put him in his place, Rich.
Yeah,
I like it.
Second of all, you will be on the phone with my agent following this call. That's what you believe.
Okay. Good. Okay. Now, the Mets took 2 out of 2 from the Yankees. The Mets are playing good baseball. The Yankees are not. So now we're coming to the assumption that all of a sudden, both teams are going to turn in opposite directions.
Well, hold on. Now,
the
now
Yankees,
Rich,
the
I'll
Yankees,
let you stay. Rich,
Yankees,
Rich, I'll let you speak.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's calm one thing down. If you want to talk about what you want to do for me recently, the Yankees did just take 2 out of 3 to end the break. So they did kind of feel like they were coming out of something.
And they reverted back to their form.
Well, if you want to count Sunday's loss, you just lost to the stinking Rockies at home if you're a Met fan, too. So you can't have it both ways, Rich.
Mm.
One game. We took the series.
Yeah.
That's what I just told you. The Yankees did versus Baltimore, Rich.
All right. The question
is,
what do you believe?
The Yankees lost their game, the last game, in horrible fashion.
Right. It wasn't repeatable fashion. It wasn't what you've always seen. It was two defendable guys making mistakes.
The two best defensive guys made mistakes. All right, Rich, anyway. And my point on the Mets going opposite directions, I told you the last 10 games of the year are going to be a problem for them.
Mm.
Maybe they'll have the wild card wrapped up by then. You don't know.
They got easy teams.
Rich,
they got to
play tomorrow. Yeah, no, Rich, you're not wrong about some of the.
He's wrong about that last statement.
Yes, no doubt about
it. They are not locking up a playoff spot with 10 games to go. Are you kidding me, Rich? They should lock you in a padded room with cameras
on. So the last, let's see, they would have to. They have the Orioles. I'm just looking at the back end of
that stretch. Orioles, Diamondbacks. Yeah.
No. Yes. Orioles, Padres, Diamondbacks, White Sox. Some winnable games in there, obviously.
Sure, not gonna win them
not,
all.
Not all of them. Then the Red Sox and the, I mean, it's just
it gets dicier.
It gets dicey. By the time they get to mid-September, they're not going to have a wild card wrapped up.
No chance. No chance.
There's no chance.
And I don't think it's being a hater based on watching the Mets my entire life to assume everybody gets fired up and then you realize, oh, wow, look at this blinded schedule we're going to get hit with here at the end as we really need to play, 750 baseball to get it home here.
Now, look, they may be in wild card position.
Yeah.
But that's very different, meaning
I think there'll be a game or two up before the last 10 games.
And they have a couple of games in hand, and they're in the wild card. But they're not going to we can lose out and we're fine.
Right.
That's what wrapped up means. I don't think they're going to be in a position to just lose out and have it wrapped up.
I completely agree. 888-808-1019. Jason in Waterbury, Connecticut. Jason, what's up?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good, guys. How are you today? Listen, Sean, you know what? You do the same thing with the Jets. You know, I'm a Giant fan. I'm a Met fan. But I listen to the all football season talk about, the Jets and, how negative your thoughts were on the Jets.
That's right.
It's the same thing with the Mets because you just hate the Mets. Listen, the Mets are deeper in the rotation. They got four quality starters. Mm-hmm. They got McGill. They can bring up, throw him in the pen with Nunez and Puto.
The Mets
are deeper
in the rotation.
Edwin Diaz is going to get on a roll.
Jason,
the Mets in this lineup, there's no way the Mets are missing the playoffs. And they've already shown that they're going to add relievers. This team's going to go out there and make moves for pen help.
Jason,
I don't know if they make another bat involved.
Jason, you sound a lot like Holcomb.
You got to be kidding me. You're just a hater, man. And I try to like you, but come on, man. You're out of your mind with this stuff. Then you're saying the Yankees are going to the World Series. The Yankees have so many holes. I got a shirt at home that's got about 5-6 holes in it. The Yankees have more holes than that shirt does. Come on, buddy. You know what I mean? Stop hating. You know what I'm saying? Come on. The Mets, as a matter of fact, their roster might be deeper than the Yankees, except for Soto.
Jason, how big are you?
Soto's going to be a Met too, so that's another thing. You keep talking about Soto, a lock as a Yankee.
It's Jason.
That's not going to happen because he sees the money.
I got to let you go, Jason. He was an auctioneer.
I wanted to give him some credit. I wanted to ask how big he was. Like if he's like 6'5", like strapped, like jacked, been in the gym a couple times a day, he could have been Hulk Hogan.
He could have been. His voice sounded like that. Yeah, brother, I'm going to tell you right now, I got holes in my shirt, brother, and I'm going to tell you you're a hater during football season. I love you then, but I hate you now, brother. Look, you want to call me a hater? Fine. I will just tell you, you don't have to believe me. I have never, ever, ever, ever in my 37 years of life hated the Mets.
Don't worry about trying to defend yourself.
I'm just saying. I've laughed at the Mets. I don't hate them.
If you're right, then you'll be right.
And I was right about the Jets.
Team stinks. Everything stinks.
I was right. I said, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to survive the year. He'd survive four plays.
If you're right, then you'll be right. And you can address it at the end of the season.
The problem is,
Tiki, don't worry about defending
yourself. I do worry because you know why?
It's just your opinion.
You know what the problem is, Tiki? I'm an immature jerk. So what I like doing is, I'm right, you were wrong, na-na-na-na-poo-poo. Like, that's me. And that's unfortunately a fatal flaw of mine. So I don't like hearing that. I'm not a hater. Right. I'm just defending myself. All right. Andrew in Howard Beach. Andrew, let's bring some levity to the show. How are you?
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just thought it would be funny if the Mets traded Acuna back to the Rangers for Scherzer.
Get that rotation piece. You want to see Evan Roberts melt down?
Oh, man.
I'll drive Acuna to Texas.
I mean, is he even healthy right now, Scherzer? I think he is.
How about Lizardo? What would it take to get him? I mean, I know he's hurt right now, but what about him?
Yeah, he's hurt too. I mean, the Marlins are not going to trade him for nothing. They're going to obviously deal Tanner Scott. That's a big deal coming up. The Marlins are going to look. And in a division situation, you're going to have to pay a little bit of a tax there if you wanted a Lizardo. But I think the Mets are going to do that. I think the Mets right now are from a position of strength and depth in the rotation. You know, whatever you believe in Scott, Senga's coming back. And as Evans alluded to, they may even trade a guy like Manaea, Quintana, or Severino. Pick your choice. One of the three there way out.
I know Evan keeps saying that because it just – they're not long-term solutions for the Mets. They're not going to be here. They're free agents after the season. They're on one-term deals. And so for those teams, say it's the Orioles, whoever,
right,
who are looking for a short-term fix, a rental fix to try to get deeper into the postseason, move on and get one of their prospects.
Yeah.
But I think that kills the clubhouse in real time.
It depends, though.
Yeah, but so let's look at Seve. So Seve's the one that always comes up because Seve's a proven MLB starter. He hasn't had success because of health issues over the last couple of years previously with the Yankees. But
he has had previous success.
He's had previous success. And so I think he has a value in the clubhouse, right? He's valuable to the Mets clubhouse. And so if they're trying to do like this in-place shuffling upgrade type thing, I think it hurts you to take a guy like that out of the clubhouse, out of the rotation.
That's interesting. What I mean? So you're obviously
because it's not like you're not selling. You're not buying. You're just kind of like.
But if you add
like shuffle upgrading.
But if the bullpen is so bad and you're dealing from a place of depth, and again, this would have to be the perfect marriage because not all the teams are trading bullpen arms. If you're adding
except
to the
for those that are just dumb, right. like Chicago or.
But I think it kills the locker room if you trade a guy like Severino and you're not adding two other pieces that help you. You know what I mean? Wouldn't a locker room be enthused by, look what we just got? Or would you look at what we just got and say, but do we really need to trade this guy?
That's the question that I can't answer. Yeah. Like, we know who, for the Yankees, who that leader is. He's just there all the time, and that's Gerrit Cole. So even when he wasn't pitching, he was there.
And you think Severino is that for the Met rotation?
I don't know if he's that, but who is it if it's not him?
Right? I would who's to think.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a. Give me.
It's not Senga,
right? Like who is?
I would have argued Quintana has been here, but maybe not. But maybe they don't have that leader in the rotation. Maybe it comes from other places.
I mean, maybe.
It's just in that locker room.
It's the pitching coach, right? Who is it?
I would hope that the Mets locker room is strong enough that they could survive a departure like that while adding. Because I'll give you a perfect example. I know it didn't work out. They ended up losing the ALCS. The Yankees did this kind of deal. They traded Jordan Montgomery 2 years ago and got Harrison Bader. And Jordan Montgomery was a big cog of their rotation. It was a subtraction by addition. And Harrison Bader was hitting home runs, and the team made the ALCS. So the locker room was strong enough to survive that when they sold off one of their five main guys.
Yeah, I hear you, but he wasn't the guy. Right?
Yeah. So
the question is Seve their ace right now?
But truly, when Senga comes back, he should be the guy.
Well, it should be. But
vocally, he's not.
It's also his second season.
Right. Right.
So this is the challenge with the Mets is that when you think about pulling just a little Jenga piece, you pull a Jenga piece out, is the foundation still strong enough to not start to not fully crumble? Because I don't think if you trade Seve, it's going to the whole thing is going to fall over, but it's going to get a little bit unstable. You know what I mean? And so is it sound enough to hold everything else up? And I don't know.
How good a Jenga player are you?
Not very. Because I want to do it quickly.
Oh, come on.
I have zero.
I would think you have the calm hands for it.
I do, but I have zero patience because it's a frustrating game to me.
Mm, you got to do the tap through
the
middle.
Because the guy who goes, or girl, who go, or kid, who goes before you does it incorrectly.
Oh,
and so it creates an imbalance that's going to screw you.
I knew you would think about it scientifically.
So it frustrates me.
Okay. Prefer the big one or the small one?
Well, we're going down to the shore to our Aunt Fran's house, Fran and Rick's house this weekend.
Okay, Fran and Rick got big Jenga?
They got the big Jenga.
So that's a couple beers will calm you down and play some big Jenga. I'll be doing that in a parking lot in a couple weeks.
It was a subtraction by addition.
Is that what I said?
Yes.
A subtraction by addition?
That's two today now. Let's get the ground off the road and subtraction by addition.
Well, I mean, kind of think about it. They subtracted by, but added.
But it's addition by subtraction.
Yeah, I know what you were trying to say. And I knew it sounded wrong, but
it was
a
subtraction by addition.
I didn't want to.
Whatever.
Call you out.
Well, look, newsflash, not a great English major. John and Corona. John, what's up?
What's
hey, John, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sorry.
We're good, dude. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Sean, before I get mean to you, man, I just got to ask a quick question.
Yeah.
Was Disneyland worth going to, or should you just take kids to Disney World?
Have you been to Disney World before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Disneyland's worth going to then as a changeup. Beautiful out there.
It's manageable.
Very manageable. However, still people tell you it's not a small park. It's still big. Two beautiful parks. You see some different stuff. I was into it. I enjoyed it.
Okay, I got to try that.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not going to be mean to you, though.
All right, let's go.
You
what are you going to call me, fat face?
I love it. You got you gave the
Yankee
sugar.
Kill,
you gave the sugar before you throw the salt. It's a way to go.
Oh, what do you got, John?
You got to stop shilling, man, for the Yankees. And I know you're a hater, Met hater. You do it with the Jets, too. You do it with the Islanders.
Well, I mean,
but
there's a difference between laughing at and hating, right?
What?
Like, I don't actively root against the Mets, so I don't consider that being a hater. But if you're telling me I'm a Yankee shill, I just told you I don't think they're winning the World Series. So how is that shilling?
Sean, I look at you on Twitter all the time, man. The whole 4-6, Mets lost 4-6. They're stumbling and bumbling. They love every second when they lose.
They were, and I've backed off since they won the last couple games. But, you know, I'll start keeping tallies, Sean. Thank you for the call. And thank you for following on X. You can check that out at Sean Morash for all of your Mets records since the OMG concert needs.
Have you updated?
Nah, I backed off. They won 5-6, but, you know, listen. Could I resurface that next week after the Subway Series?
Just admit it was a lost narrative.
Wasn't lost for 2 weeks. They were playing mediocre for 2 weeks.
Were they in the big context?
They couldn't win a series versus the Pirates. Couldn't win a series versus the Nationals. Couldn't win a series versus the Astros.
Okay, but were they playing bad, or they just have a couple?
They weren't playing
series?
Good. There's a way to spin it. There's a way to spin it.
Yeah, that's hater.
88. No, it's not. 888-808-1019. Tom in Lakewood. Tom, what's up?
What's up, Tom?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. It's a little intimidating talking to you guys.
Oh, please stop.
You guys eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff. But I agree with everybody, but I disagree a little bit because I think the Mets are not the same team in the beginning of the year. I think that they were successful early on. Yeah, okay. But the Braves start cold sometimes. And I think that it was a combination of the Mets playing well and the other teams playing cold. But, you know, it was that meeting that they talked about that really turned them around. Well, they've had a lot of time to do meetings, and I think that they're a different ball club, and I think they've narrowed it down to the bullpen.
Right
now, I don't want to give up
the biggest issue.
You mean the issue? You mean the issue is the bullpen?
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I misspoke. Yeah, the issue.
Yes.
is the bullpen, and I think that. I like what they did with Buto, and hey, Scherzer, bring him back. Put him in the bullpen.
I don't think the Mets want anything to do with that. They want nothing to do with
him. Resurrect Carlton, bring him, put him in the bullpen.
Oh my God.
But I think that they're a different team, and I think that there's enough depth now to it. I don't want to give up young talent. I mean, look at these guys, the young guys on this team.
Oh, yeah.
They're like on... It's magic, and it's difficult being a Mets fan for so long. It's like a mental health issue.
Tom, let me ask you, you're positive, and you think that this is a different team. We've had this talk. How far do you think the Mets are going this year?
I think it's a different team, but I think you're right. I think the last three series, and it has happened where they die on the last series.
Yes.
And that's a danger. But you know what? There's a lot of time between now and the last series. There's a lot of time to do damage in that league. And I think it's competitive. Yeah, they're 500, but look at the other teams. They're not that competitive.
Yeah, I mean,
and,
you're right.
And I think that they're going to be okay.
Yeah, around the National League, you're absolutely right. It's not like, I mean, there's certain, the Phillies are running away from everybody.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not like everybody else is so much better.
No. Even the Braves are within striking distance here.
Everybody feels like they're within striking distance. Now, you're right. He's right about Buehler. Jose Buehler is a marvel for them right now because, I mean, he came in, he got his first save, a week and a half ago.
Right.
And then he started a game like 5 days after that or 4 or 5 days after that.
But ultimately, if you have depth in the rotation and you could turn him into a bullpen arm.
Exactly. So if Senga comes back and he's just even close to what he was a year ago, it now feels like, God, we have options.
Yes.
I mean, from that standpoint, we have solutions to these problems that might arise. Now, they're not perfect, obviously.
Right.
But we do have solutions to questions. And do you need to go, you know, all out and get rid of prospects to fix like minor problems, or do you just tweak? And so this is the dilemma for David Stearns. Now, you know what the players are going to want. The players are going to want, let's go for it. Because what player is not going to say, if we're in it, let's go for it. So the challenge for David Stearns right now is determining how much to go for it. And I don't think they're doing rentals. That makes zero sense. They're not a team that's in position to go get a rental to help them get over the top and hit that tipping point and go win a World Series. I don't think they're that team right now. But if they can do something strategic that helps them now, but also helps them for in the next year or two, so guys still have some control you trade for, that would make sense to me.
Yeah. Now, I went through those last three series. I think the Mets are going to die on the vine at the end of the year. We have two guys working the show, Met fans. They think they're going to miss the playoffs. But the early return on calls here, Tiki, Met fans calling me a hater must mean they think that they will go a little further here. And you just mentioned all the answers, and Tom mentioned narrowing it down to the bullpen. And I have to ask the question, have we gotten to the point on July 19th as we embark on the second half, some 10 days or so away from the trade deadline, if the Met fan is feeling this way, I think we've now reached the point officially where it becomes a disappointment if they don't make the playoffs.
I think if
it's not, then you can't be calling me a hater because that must mean you're really confident they are.
No, I think Met fans think they're making the playoffs.
But they're thinking they're going to make the playoffs and viewing the season now as a disappointment, knowing everything we know if they don't.
I can't say, well,
just making the playoffs.
Well, think about how they underperformed so early that it just dumped the expectation.
It made
it so much lower. And so that maybe optimism that you maybe had at the beginning, I don't think a lot of people did, but just say you had some optimism at the beginning of the season, it was completely washed away.
It evaporated.
It was gone. It was like, all right, whatever. Let's just play the young kids and let's get to next season and hopefully David Stearns has a plan. But then all of a sudden, you know, May 30th, after that Dodgers series and the meeting and everything that we've talked about a million times, they started playing really good baseball. Yeah. I mean, from a statistical standpoint, they're the best team in baseball from that point on. I mean, honestly, from team war and everything else.
Well, what goes up must come down.
In theory, yes, but they're one of the best teams in baseball over that time frame. And so now all of a sudden, that deflated expectation has now started to pump back up. And you're not post-trade deadline, so it's like, dude, we're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah.
And so it's complicated. They're one of the most frustrating and complicated teams in baseball because it feels like on any day they can be the best team, and then on any day they can lose in dramatic, historic fashion.
I believe they will miss the playoffs, but if they do, is it a disappointment of a season? Have your expectations changed? 888-808-1019, the second half of baseball season, getting cooking here tonight. Mets and Marlins, Yankees and Rays. Some thoughts on the rotations that these teams are resetting as well. When we come back, it's Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.